time is here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101, the show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack when the Reaper's drawing near. We're the ones, when you're done, Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NAOACAGAPASLASLAACRRMMDRAHAFA, or none of them guys. We thoughts and opinions on this show are ours and ours alone because no one else would have them. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B. As always with
Shelley.
Sweet
dude.
I was gonna say she doesn't do it. So, what's going on this week? What have you been doing? What's shaking? Bacon?
Working. Clean the house. Play with the dogs.
Working, cleaning the house, playing with the dog?
Go to meetings. That's about it.
We went on a military base.
That's true. We did. We went to Fort Huachuca.
Yes.
Huachuca.
And looked at the weirdest thing. Fort Huachuca, Arizona, apparently where they first started doing drones, like in the 50s.
Yeah, developing drones.
Drones with propellers and stuff. And then stealth drones and all kinds of things. Although the stealth drone, I don't think, well, they make it like it didn't really work.
Right. Right.
Right. So we went, we had to go in and check in, and they had to, you know, check us out. Apparently, they don't know who we are because they let us on the base. You know.
Yeah, we're driving around the base, and here I am thinking, how could I possibly get into just the exact right amount of trouble so that what ended up happening would be a really good Facebook post, but not enough trouble to end up in the brig?
No.
But we didn't end up doing anything like that.
Well, we went to go in the wrong gate first.
Yeah.
And the guy goes...
he was not having any of that.
The guy goes, you got a license plate? And Shelly goes, yeah, right here. And she, like, pulls it out from under the seat or something. And the guy's like, don't you think that should be on the car? And I'm like, you know, that's what I've been telling her. That guy was a no-nonsense guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, you're going to go through here, and you're going to turn around, you're going to go out, you're going to go down to the road, you're going to go out, you're going to make a left, you're going to drive down to the other entrance, make another left, and go in there and talk to them. And I'm like, yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Weird thing, there was a Burger King on the base.
Yes, there's a Burger King on the base. Well, and a bowling alley and some other kind of Mexican restaurant.
No, but like it wasn't like a Brunswick bowling alley or something. I mean, but the Burger King was Burger King franchise. I don't know if it's franchise or what. Might be some guy on the base. He's a franchise owner of Burger King. So, we're going to do something a little different tonight.
We are.
We're going to, at least, we're going to give it a go and see how it goes. We're going to go back to the way we used to do the show, which was, you know, what did we say?
15 minutes of
baloney and 15 minutes of recovery.
Yeah, or as Lori Faith put
with
it.
Baloney.
15 minutes of recovery mixed with, no, and 15 minutes of crap. Bob.
Yeah, these dogs.
The minute we start talking, the dogs.
Out of control. Hey, we're about to put you outside. You better not.
You bet.
So, that's what we're going to do.
All right.
So, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
You gotta speed that up. I'm telling you.
Fast.
Okay, we've got shout outs to Stryker, Alexandria, Jane Lynn, Bill, Fran, Liz, Georgette, John, Johnny, Roger, Dave, Randy, James, and Lee.
Throw one in for Yvette.
And Yvette. Sure.
And Lori Faith.
And Lori Faith.
And, you know, whoever we forgot to shout out to.
Well, all right, then. That's a little bit vague.
Blanket shout out.
Yeah. What we have tonight, because we didn't have anyone send us much boozy. We've used the boozy news that was sent to us.
Okay.
So what we have this evening for the boozy news shout out is the
Shelley
it's sort
show?
Of like no, it's sort of like the top five dumb criminals of the last year.
Okay.
As vetted by
you?
The Daily Mail
oh.
in the UK.
Bat boy found in cave.
No.
Loch Ness monster.
No, these are actual
escapes.
Real things. These are actual real.
I
real
know,
things.
But
okay.
The group.
Oh, Weekly World News is what you're talking about.
Yeah, but I mean, isn't that kind of what this other group is? Sort
the daily,
of.
No, Daily Mail's a regular newspaper.
Oh, all right.
They're all right. Sort of like the.
The BBC of print.
No, they're not. They're not that good.
No.
Daily Mail is kind of like, I mean, now, nobody's going to get this, though. It's the equivalent of St. Gabriel Valley Tribune versus the Los Angeles Times.
Okay.
The Times
so
being the bigger.
So it's just a smaller.
Yeah, and it's.
Less corporate controlled.
Less polished.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, this is in Lancashire, England. Martin Holby and Pat Dyson. Went away on vacation.
Dyson of the vacuum cleaner family
it
Dysons?
It doesn't say.
Okay.
When they came back, they found Lucas Chijinski. I can't say that.
Living in their pad?
Asleep in one of the beds in their house. He had broken into the house, and he did steal. He was trying to steal some stuff.
But he got tired.
But basically
from
what happened
stuff?
Was. Maybe he'd been on the road a long time. I don't know. But when he walked in, he found that the kitchen was rather dirty. So he did their dishes. Then he washed his clothes, did some of their laundry.
How much drugs
and then
are
went
involved?
Out and bought them groceries because they were short a few things.
How much drugs was he on?
It doesn't say.
So wait, he broke into their house, cleaned. Did laundry and gave him groceries. And,
yes, but he did like have some things that he'd stashed in his
wait,
in his knapsack
wait,
steal.
Does anyone want to break into our house?
I know, really.
You
probably wouldn't miss a few things.
You can bring some groceries. You can do the dishes. You can do the laundry. We have a spare room. We'll rent you cheap.
Miss Dyson said that they weren't really that upset. I mean, he wasn't violent, and he waited there while they called the police.
Wow, this guy is a winner.
He was actually released on a 2-year conditional discharge, which I guess is like probation here. So he didn't actually end up going to jail or anything like that.
Everybody's happy.
I know. She said we weren't too upset because the house wasn't too tidy when we went away, but he cleaned up. Very well.
Oh, my God.
He did, and she said he did burn an old saucepan, but you know, that happens.
But that happens. Oh, my God.
We need more criminals like that.
So all's well that ends well.
It doesn't say whether or not he returned the stuff that he was trying to steal, but
I'm sure he did.
Okay, in Wales, Rhys Owen Jones and Carrie Mules broke into the water park at Queensland Gold Coast.
Did they bring groceries and clean up?
No, they were a bit drunk. Just a wee bit.
Did they try and use water park rides that didn't have any water running in them?
No.
That would be a lot of plastic to go skidding down on your ass with no water in it.
Yeah, that would be kind of painful. According to the, you know, CCTV in the park. They swam with the dolphins. They got in the dolphin enclosure and swam with the dolphins for a little while. They let off a couple of fire extinguishers in the shark enclosure.
Oh.
And then.
They didn't go swimming with the sharks.
No, they
didn't
go swimming with the sharks. But then they decided to liberate a penguin named Dirk.
Dirk?
Dirk the penguin. Dirk the penguin.
Dirk Diggler the penguin?
Yes. Now, they managed to get away. When they woke up, you know, they couldn't figure out why they had a penguin in their apartment. But they, you know,
That's a hell of a blackout right there.
Obviously realized that something was a bit amiss. They tried to take care of him by putting him in the shower and giving him sardines, but he was not happy. So they tried to then release him into the canal, which is when they were spotted by the police, who were on the lookout for a rogue penguin.
They're going to put the penguin in the canal.
Yes.
Jesus.
They were fined $1,000. This is in Australia, actually. They were Welsh on vacation in Australia. They were fined $1,000 Australian. And the magistrate told them to next time drink less vodka.
Vodka.
And Dirk was returned to the water park.
They didn't give Dirk any vodka?
No.
No.
No. Number three on our cavalcade of hits here is...
Are these going up in how good they are?
No.
Oh.
They're just randomly. Took the top five. They weren't even in like top 10 order on this website.
Okay.
The next one, this last year, is Donald Pugh. Pugh. P-U-G-H.
Oh.
This was in Ohio. He'd gotten a DUI.
So these are world's stupidest criminals.
These are world's stupidest.
Okay.
He'd gotten a DUI.
What part of Ohio did it say?
No, it just
anywhere
says Ohio.
Anywhere near your relatives?
Oh, Lima, Ohio. Which
isn't
I
that
think
in
is
Peru?
Sort of, no, Lima, Ohio is sort of in the central part of the state, I think.
No, okay.
I think. Anyway, got a DUI, went to jail, was FTA for his court hearing, so now he's got a bench warrant, right?
Right.
Apparently in Lima, the police department releases the mugshots of all the people that are currently wanted.
God, I love mugshots.
Well, Mr. Pugh
especially
did not
famous
like
people.
The mugshot that they used because he said it made him look, and I'm quoting him here, they just did me wrong. They put a picture out that made me look like I was a Thundercat or James Brown on the run, and I can't do with that.
A Thundercat or James Brown? Well, have you ever seen the mugshot of James Brown?
Yes.
Oh, my God. So, the only one worse than that is Nick Nolte.
Nick Nolte. So he sent them a selfie that he'd said was a much better picture. To
okay.
which the police responded, thank you very much. We appreciate you being helpful now that everyone knows what you look like on an average day, but we'd appreciate it if you turn yourself in.
Did he?
No, he has not. Apparently, he's a criminal of the year because he's still on the run. And it was just an FTA from a DUI. He would have just gone to classes and, for your first DUI, you pay like, what, $5,000 and you go to classes.
Well, that's a hunk.
I know, but
I don't
still.
I don't even think it's that much. I think it's like $1,500 and you go to AA meetings. And then on your second offense, it's like you lose your license and it's $5,000 and you lose your license for like 6 months or a year and you have to get a provisional driving license just to drive to work. And that's the only time you can drive. And then if you get a third, I think they take your license away for like 5 years or something. It's like a $10,000 or $15,000 fine.
Wow.
They're not effing around anymore.
No. Okay.
And they don't give a shit if you give them a really nice selfie or not.
Apparently not.
But they appreciate it if you would bring groceries and clean the police station when you come.
They would. Criminal number four, this one was actually friggin' hilarious. This is like, this guy is like the Mr. Bean of criminals, only in a Laurel and Hardy kind of way. I mean, they have video of him.
So Mr. Bean rather than Johnny English.
Yeah, I mean, this guy, they have video of this attempted robbery. James Allen is his name. He attempted to rob, it was in Oxfordshire, England. I don't remember what the name of the place was. It was like a convenience store, like
7-Eleven.
Yeah, but I don't know what it was called. He attempted after
Bangers
it was closed
and mash.
To go in and rob the place. He was wearing a balaclava, like a ski mask type of thing.
Uh-huh.
But then during his escape or alleged escape, he grabbed some beer, he grabbed some chips, he grabbed whatever it was he was going in there. When he was leaving, he couldn't see very well through his mask,
so
and you can see him on the camera taking off his hat. Then he tripped over a display of alcohol. Then he couldn't open the door because he was pushing instead of pulling.
Oh my God.
by that time, the police arrived because it took him so long to get out. Oh, I remember the other thing. He was trying to rob the place with a squirt gun.
Okay.
So, yeah, and he'd also, this was the same store he'd tried to rob 10 days earlier, but he didn't have the squirt gun or the ski mask.
Oh, or, well, that, you know, the squirt gun and the ski mask makes all the difference.
Yeah, so, but the video of him trying to get out of there, because you're sitting there watching, I'm watching this video, I'm going, push, push.
I love the CCTVs where you see a guy, like, break in somewhere through the ceiling, and he falls through with, like, 12 ceiling panels and then smashes down, and there's no way for him to get out.
Yeah.
And they go try the door doesn't open. Then they start wailing on the door with, like, something, and the door is, like, some kind of non-destructible glass. They can't get out. I love it.
Okay, there's one more. Well, there's the stolen donkey one. Well, we'll save that one for next time. And finally, not to be outdone by the last one, Ashley Keist in Rotterdam stole a phone, but he didn't actually keep the phone. He just wanted the SIM card. I guess he needed a new SIM card. I don't know. But he used the stolen SIM card and took a picture inside the house he was robbing at the time.
Oh, that's
with his own
perfect.
Phone.
Yeah, take a picture of yourself on the scene.
Interestingly enough, one of the apps on the SIM card, I guess, was the WhatsApp. And it was set. However, he installed the SIM card on his phone.
Right. Oh.
He took a selfie of himself robbing the place with his haul. It automatically sent the picture to
everybody on the WhatsApp the person had.
All of her friends, all of her colleagues. So like 40 or 50 people all called the police all at once because there's this guy in their friend's house stealing her crap and posting pictures of it online.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yes.
So he got caught.
Oh, yes, he got caught. He's probably going to get
and
2 to 3 years.
At?
Rotterdam.
Germany?
Where? Possibly. No. Where is Rotterdam?
I don't know. Netherlands? It's kind of a...
Denmark?
Amsterdam? Rotterdam? Yeah, it's going to be
like
something
that.
Like that.
Yeah, one of those damn places.
One of them damn places.
Yes. And that, my excellent friends, is the end of the boozy news.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
We're back.
Oh, good.
As promised.
As threatened.
As threatened. So, Shelley, you have a topic.
I thought we were doing your topic.
On the next show.
Oh. My topic came out of what we heard from a speaker Friday night. He said the phrase stark raving sober. And it kind of struck me because when we're not properly, well, how would you say it? Progacated instead of medicated? Progacated?
Progacated?
Whatever. Stark raving sober pretty much describes us very well.
Procreated?
No.
Damn. I'm just giving it a shot, you know.
But that kind of describes us pretty well when we're not...
Stark raving sober?
Yeah.
Well, you know, like sometimes you'll hear people share and they'll say, I'm an alcoholic and my problem is Bruce.
Yes, it is. My problem
because,
is Bruce.
Because when people get sober, just because you're not drinking doesn't mean that all your weird idiosyncrasies necessarily all change. Now, certainly some of them do.
Right.
But if you are, say, a very high-strung person, you get sober, you're just a sober, high-strung person.
Right.
Or if you're an adrenaline junkie, now you're a sober adrenaline junkie.
I think sometimes some types of drugs would apply to that, but alcoholics, typically speaking, are not adrenaline junkies.
Oh, I disagree. I think there's lots of them that are adrenaline junkies. Yeah.
I was much happier unconscious.
Well, yeah, but there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people, Haven't you ever seen these fail videos and stuff? Like these guys, here's an adrenaline junkie. They always lay out that stupid, like, picnic-y type table. One mm-hmm. of those, like, white plastic tables, like, that you put out at a yard sale or right. something. And it's got beers all over it. And someone is going to try and slide their way across that thing. Although you know that the moment they hit it, the entire thing's going to break apart, fall on the ground, and everything's going to go everywhere.
Right.
That's not exactly your most calm, you know, I'm going to relax and just sit here and chill, man.
Unless they were hoping for a place to take a nap.
Or drunk drivers. You know, some drunk drivers are like, I can drive great when I'm drunk. Until they drive off the cliff or
yeah.
something. You know.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear about that whole family that went off the cliff?
No.
Mom was drunk. Yeah, but it's been in the news for like the last 2 weeks.
I don't know how it didn't make the boozy news.
Well, it's not. It's a story that's fraught with all sorts of social implications and crap, and it's very complex. But today they found out that the one of the moms was drunk.
One of the moms.
Well, it's two women that are married.
Oh,
couple, and they adopted like 6 kids.
Oops. Not yeah. anymore.
The whole family's dead. They went right off a cliff.
Oh, shiznits. Oh, now I feel bad because I was going to make fun of them, but no.
Yeah, it's a bad situation. Anyway, yes, no.
Oh.
Now that I've put the downer in the show.
Wow. So what do you think of when you think of Stark Arabian Sober? What made you tag that as a topic?
Well, because, I mean, I can be dry, and I tend to get it in.
There's times I don't want you to light a cigarette. I'm afraid you'll burst into flames.
During my long periods of being a dry drunk, of being an untreated alcoholic,
mm-hmm.
either untreated with alcohol or untreated with program,
mm-hmm.
Severe control addict. Manage, manipulate, and control every single aspect of everyone's lives. And sometimes people look at that and say, oh, she's very organized and she's just on top of things and she's very responsible. But it was actually my insane desire to control every single thing around me so that there were no variables. There were no surprises. And if it didn't go my way, I was on a flaming rant. I would just be so pissed. Yeah. And it negatively impacted other people. So for me, that's Stark Raving Sober.
Yeah. Well, and there's... you had a sponsor once who was clearly Stark Raving Sober.
You mean the first one?
Yeah.
I don't even remember. Oh, no, I do remember her name. Anyway.
The one that wanted you to sit on the ground and feel at one with the earth and, you know, write
yes.
the 12...
The 12,
I don't know,
12.
The 12 and 12 out backwards with your left hand or something?
Yes. She wanted me to copy out the 12 and 12 backwards with my left hand. And at that point, I was like, okay.
I'm not even sure what doing it backwards even helps because you're not even really reading it then.
I don't know.
If you said forward with your left hand, you'd have to really concentrate on what you were doing. But backwards, you'd have to concentrate on what you were doing, but everything would be backwards.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that was
Stark
in aid of. I was just
raving
doing it.
Sober. Are you sure she was sober?
Pretty sure. I mean, she said she had like 4 years or something like that, and she was going to that women's meeting, so I don't know. But she was from Orange County, and we were not, so.
Oh, geographically undesirable.
Yes, she was geographically undesirable.
Have you seen anybody at meetings or anything lately that you would have characterized as Stark Arabian Sober?
Well, there have been, over the years, quite a few people that I look at, and I go, wow, sucks to be him.
They're all guys?
No, there have been some women, but there was one in particular that I always looked at him and kind of went, how are you still even here? Because he openly admitted, the last time I was actually in a meeting with this person, he openly admitted to having 14 years sober and never having done a step. Like it was something to be proud of.
I have seen a lot of people like that, actually.
And went on and on about it at length about how he avoided doing all of this work. But in his, when he would talk about, you'd hear him like at breaks and stuff talking about stuff that was going on in his life. He was just a train wreck.
Stuff that was not that bad that was destroying him?
I mean, he was just a train wreck over stuff, over little stupid stuff. Like, you know, he owned a construction company, and he had somebody that was working for him that consistently showed up like 2 minutes late.
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
And he was like going on and on and on about it at the coffee break one night, and I'm like, 2 minutes? You're that freaked? Considering the fact that usually... You know, you're talking about construction.
Do I know this person?
Yes.
I don't know who. I don't recognize any of the statements so far. No. So you'll have to tell me afterwards.
Okay.
So we can laugh at them in private and pretend like we have better programs than we do. So, stark raving sober. I have a buddy. And I can't even give you the initials. But you know what? I mean, it's a person I know that has purportedly a long time sober in AA that may not exactly be clean, even though they technically would be sober. And so they're kind of stark raving sober because they're sober, yet they've got other things going on.
I'm not sure I would count that either. Have you seen his Facebook feed lately?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
Now, there may be there may be an explanation. I could be making a judgment. I told you about this months and months ago.
I don't even look at his Facebook.
Oh, I told you about this months ago.
I don't know about people at home. I am finding myself not really using Facebook very much. This whole thing, I'm freaking out about this. They're going to grab, and I'm not saying that other things don't grab your data as well. I'm just, you know what? I go on Facebook. It's politics, 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 recovery. On my Instagram, it's recovery, 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 recovery. I mean, I don't even ever see any politics, and maybe I'm just lucky that way, but I, you know, when I want to talk about recovery or when I want to laugh at memes, I like them to be recovery memes and stuff. I'm becoming an Instagrammer. God, Instagram.
I like Instagram.
You know how awesome that sounds to a coke addict? Instagram.
I like it. I like Instagram, but I'm not, I mean, I've got an Instagram, and I've used it, but I don't know. I've just always been on Facebook, so I...
Well, then, what would your final words on being stark ravings... Oh, yeah, see, you're looking like, oh, wow, that's
really
fast.
Already?
What would your final words on you or others or whoever being stark raving sober?
It happens, and if somebody mentions it to you, you might want to... call your sponsor and do a little step work.
My final words on stark raving sober would be, at least you're sober.
True.
It's better than being stark raving drunk, because I've been there, done that. That's not really the best thing ever. Shelly, who's the lead out music by?
Forever Amber.
Forever Amber, which one?
I don't know. I'll pick one when I get there.
Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it, and be the example.
And take care of you. All the babies in the club, bring your sippy cup. All the mamas in the club, bring your sippy, sippy cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna get fucked up? Wanna get drunk? Crump. All the babies in the club, bring your sippy cup. All the mamas in the club, bring your sippy, sippy cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna get fucked up? Wanna get drunk, crunk. J-Dell, lady, never wanna be hated. J-Dell, lady, never wanna be hated. J-Dell, lady, never wanna be hated. J-Dell, lady, never wanna be hated.
steps from the specific cup. Crazy about your hips, chicken dips while we're getting fucked up. Check me once, twice, naughty or nice. Check me with a sexy and you're gonna pay the price. You know I'm crazy about you, you're all shiny and new. All the things we can do to turn the gray skies to blue when she said. All the babies in the club, bring your sippy cup. All the mamas in the club, bring your sippy cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna get fucked up, wanna get drunk, crunk. All the babies in the club, bring your sippy cup. All the mamas in the club, bring your sippy cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna get fucked up, wanna get drunk, crunk. Trippin' when your body's close to mine, and dizzy with the tizzy when you're looking so fine. Loving on your rubbing when we're climbing in the sheets. Weakin' on your digging when we're grinding to the beats. I'm fucking digging you bad. I'll be the best you ever had. So quit looking so sad. Your lips are driving me mad. Digging you bad. I'll be the best you ever had. So quit looking so sad. Your lips are driving me mad. All the boys with the toys, bring your sippy cup. All the girls with the curls, bring your sippy cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna catch enough? Wanna get freaked up? Wanna get drunk? Crunk. All the boys with the toys, bring your sippy cup. All the girls with the curls, bring your sippy cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna catch enough? Wanna get freaked up? Wanna get drunk? Crunk. Bring your sippy cup. All the girls with the curls, bring your sippy cup. All the boys with the toys, bring your sippy cup. All the girls with the curls, bring your sippy cup. All the boys with the toys, bring your sippy cup. All the girls with the curls, bring your sippy cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna catch enough? Wanna get freaked up? Wanna get drunk? Crunk.